Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Oh, yeah, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thank you for joining us here on a Tuesday. Great to be here with you as always. And if you'd like to weigh in, text. We have our number up and running, 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Lots to go over in the news today, as it seems like it's been that way last few days. First of all, holiday sales are expected to increase. You would think with inflation, maybe the holiday sales would go down. But apparently when it comes to the holidays, people still plan on going out and buying all their holiday stuff. And whether it be decorations or gifts for people. Then the Dow plunged today 1,276 points after the report shows the consumer price index showed that U.S. inflation slowed to 8.3% in August. So, big sell-off. People are not happy with the inflation. Basically, all this stuff that's going on with the higher interest rates and stuff, not really doing much to stave off inflation just yet, at least a year-to-date. And so, that means that pretty much for sure, we're going to get another three-quarter rate hike from the Federal Reserve this month. Investors did not like that. Had a big massive sale off today. The Queen's coffin has landed in Buckingham Palace after her final flight. She's greeted there by King Charles, and millions are set to attend the vigil. That's right, I said millions are set to attend the vigil. And they're basically saying it will create more inflation, which it probably will. The world is headed in the wrong direction. That's according to the UN chief pertaining to pollution. Pollution now has topped pre-pandemic levels. Now, in full disclosure, part of their pollution definition is greenhouse gases that pertain to climate change. So, but still, these levels are all at pre-pandemic levels now. Ukraine has regained control of Kharkiv and towns seized at the onset of the Russian invasion. The U.S. income inequality rose to a record during Biden's first year. That's right. U.S. income inequality rose to a record. U.S. incomes fell in a row, according to census figures. And COVID aid programs cut poverty to a new low in 2021. So that part's good overall, but income inequality still got worse overall. And then a second trial for Alex Jones beginning over the whole Sandy Hook claims that he made. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are checking in clear with I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns. We are also looking good on Highway 90. You'll see your typical afternoon traffic going into Milton in the eastbound direction, or excuse me, the westbound direction going into downtown Milton. But we are looking good throughout Davis Highway, Airport Road. You'll see your typical afternoon traffic in between Davis and College Parkway. See something else on the road slowing you down? Just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
The Pope has arrived in Kazakhstan, and while he was there, he says, he blasted the senseless war in Ukraine for one part of it. Then Congress is preparing to act on a rail strike. Right now, a lot of rail workers are striking, and they're saying, or they're wanting to strike, and it could be crippling to our economy, as we're already just struggling so much with so many different things. So there's that as well. And then NASA's James Webb Telescope captures electrifying images of Orion Nebula. We're continuing to get more and more of these. More and more of these beautiful images from that that telescope. It's pretty neat. And all right, and then finally, we talked about the consumer price index. U.S. inflation slowed down slightly to 8.3%. So it basically went up 0.1% in August, even though we had a drop in gas prices. So showing that gas prices are not necessarily the driver of all this inflation that we've been dealing with. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we've got top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about half an hour, got the your sports hit. We no football tonight. It's like, okay, this is that rough period of time right now. Tuesday and Wednesday, just waiting to get to Thursday so we can get some Thursday night football coming in. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And top trending news this hour is made possible by Christine Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Let me tell you about Christine Leavenworth. Now, we all know how crazy the real estate market has been for a long time now. And if you are looking to sell your home, you should call the person that I would call, Christina Leavenworth. Now, she sells a lot of homes, a lot of homes for a lot more money than anybody else here in our area. And how does she do it? She's got people that are lined up, ready to buy homes, pre-qualified buyers. So if you've got a home to sell, give Christina a call at 850-723-9158. That number one more time is 850-723-9158. Christina and her team can sell your home, and they can sell it quickly. Give her a call. Find out what she can do for you. It's 850-723-9158. Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Top trending news this hour, Ken Starr has died. The former Solicitor General rose to fame as the independent counsel that exposed the Monica Lewinsky affair, which led to the impeachment of former President Bill Clinton. A couple of years ago, Starr was a member of President Trump's defense team when his impeachment went before the Senate. Officials say Starr died at a hospital in Houston after complications from a surgery. He was 76. Big hit on Wall Street today after the release of that higher-than-expected inflation report. The Dow Jones Industrial fell nearly 1,300 points. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 suffering even bigger percentage drops. An unexpected jump in the consumer price index sparked a huge sell-off. Well, President Joe Biden today held a celebration for his Inflation Reduction Act that he signed last month.
The single most important legislation passed in the Congress to combat inflation and one of the most significant laws in our nation's history, in my view.
He wasn't able to hold that signing ceremony previously because lawmakers had quickly left for their annual August recess. Vice President Kamala Harris was there. She was touting the bill's effects on climate change. And Bobby, the CFO of Warner Brothers Discovery, says HBO Max and Discovery Plus are not perfect right now. Gunnar Weidenfels says that HBO Max has a lot of the must-have content currently, while Discovery Plus has a cleaner user experience. He says they're working to take the best parts from both of those platforms, rebuilding a new state-of-the-art structure. He says the idea is the two are perfect complements of each other, so might be some changes coming in their streaming platforms.
Yeah, that's pretty good to know. And, you know, we talked about this the other day, that there's got to be some changes there, because with so many platforms out there, it's like frustrating, because you can't try everything even. There's just too much out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so with that, they've got to have some changes. So now Discovery... What you say is Discovery and HBO.
Right.
Now, what was the other one? Showtime and Paramount Plus, I believe. They're the ones that just joined up this past week. Then I just...
There's just so many. It's tough to keep them all straight. Yeah,
it is. And so when they're starting to merge, I could see them having problems with how to figure that out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's so difficult.
I can definitely see how they can have problems.
So difficult from a user's perspective. You know, you've got to have a dozen different $15 a month accounts just to, you know, just to see anything you want. How many are you up to now?
I'm up to, I think I'm at 4 now. Yeah. And it's what I was talking about yesterday, which is I haven't been able to do my normal rotation, because some of these things have switched to where they're just releasing a episode per week instead of like download the whole season. So yeah, I've got actually a couple more subscriptions than what I actually initially planned, but you know, but admittedly some of them are like Paramount Plus or Apple TV Plus, which are only like $5 each. So that's where I'm at right now. I think I'm at right now. I got Apple TV Plus, Paramount Plus, Peacock and Hulu. And I get the Hulu package, which is Hulu and Disney Plus. So that's where I'm at now. But it'll change soon, because I got to get HBO again. There's some stuff I got to catch up on. So I'm going to have to dump some of those other ones, get HBO. what about yourself? How many are you up to now?
Well, I've trimmed down. You know, for a while I had almost all of them. I had a ton.
Yeah.
And I think I'm down now to maybe 6. So.
Okay. That's still
it's
a lot.
Progress.
But there's a lot out there, so there you go. All right, Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 are not showing any slowdowns throughout Pensacola. We're going to just see our typical slow traffic this afternoon. So Pine Forest, north and southbound in between 9 Mile and I-10 is looking slow moving. You have some spotty traffic on Mobile Highway. That's going to be at Softy Field Road, seeing some slowdowns at that intersection to keep in mind. And then also Highway 90 going into downtown Milton in the westbound direction, you'll see some slow traffic there. See something else on the road slowing you down, something out of the ordinary, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
She gets moving real slow, and if we have the afternoon, well, baby, there's no telling.
28%. That's the percentage of people who say that they've not gone back to the gym since the pandemic started. 28%, almost a third of people who used to go to the gym on a regular basis now just said, yeah, forget that. It's too much. I sat on the couch for too long, and now it's too hard to get off. I'm just going to stay here. We were talking about the number of streaming platforms that are out there that are starting to merge with one another. I was saying, I think I have 4 streaming subscriptions right now, which is more than I've ever really had. But 2 of them are $5. They're of the $5 variety. Yeah, Davis, he's up to about 6. Got a text here, says 2, Amazon Prime and Sling. Ah, I got the Sling for the live TV, so get some football. That's a good idea right there. I just lied. I forgot. I always have a constant, never stop NFL Plus subscription. I've had it for 10 years now. So I always have that. I don't even count it because it's just part of like rent NFL. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is, we'll get your sports hit coming up here in just a minute. And if you'd like to weigh in, you could text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Just remember, we are your home for Florida State University football. And if you want to see the Seminoles play in person each week of a home game, listen to Pensacola Right Now on Thursday nights and Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on Friday mornings for a chance to win. Just when you hear the FSU war chant, just text in your name to win. Next home game is going to be September 24th against the Boston College Eagles. So that'll be your next chance to win some tickets. Top three stories here for you. The Dow plummeted today amid news that inflation actually slowed down. We had a month there where it dropped by 0.4% year over year, and now it creeped up just 0.1%, but still went up. So investors, you know, they were hoping and expecting good news, meaning inflation significantly dropped. But it did not. World is headed in the wrong direction. According to the UN, they say that pollution is now topping pre-pandemic levels. Wow. And U.S. income inequality rose to a record high during President Biden's first year. That's income inequality. It's the second year in a row that wages did not rise, which, of course, when wages don't rise, well, that's for, you know, that's for us W-2 earners. Businessmen and the wealthy, they keep making money. They keep making more money. And so they continue to make more money. Rest of the country did not. So that is your top three stories right here on Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, Pensacola Blue Wahoos, I mentioned yesterday, they're off last night. They're picking up a six-game homestand tonight. This is the last regular season home series, regular season series at all, actually. And it's going to be at 6:35 tonight at home against the Biloxi Shuckers, who've given them a little bit of a hard time. This has probably been the team that has given the Pensacola Blue Wahoos the hardest time. And so they're playing them tonight. Hopefully they can do a good job playing against them, because then next week it's going to be the playoffs, the league championship games. So that'll be going on then. Major League Baseball. Earlier today, the Tampa Bay Rays already played. They played the Toronto Blue Jays and ended up winning 4-2. That was the first game of a doubleheader. They'll play the second one a little bit later here. The Pirates beat the Reds in the first game of their doubleheader. Miami Marlins are going to be playing the Phillies later tonight. And the Atlanta Braves, I thought they were playing here. Yeah, Atlanta Braves are playing the Giants. We also have a televised game. The Yankees against the Red Sox, 6:10 on TBS tonight. And then also you've got MLS soccer all over ESPN Plus beginning at 6:30. And the WNBA Finals, Game 2 tonight on ESPN. You can check out Connecticut playing Las Vegas. And it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. I'll get you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good right now. Nothing to slow you down on 9th Avenue North and southbound throughout Pensacola, checking in clear, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. Nothing really out of the ordinary that's going to delay you. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Just seeing your typical slow traffic. That's going to be if you are heading westbound into Navarre from Windhaven Beach, as well as eastbound from Gulf Breeze to Tiger Point. See something else, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thank you very much, Gracie. So in sports news, some of the things we have going on here, TJ Watt of the Steelers, turns out he's going to be able to avoid surgery with that torn pectoral muscle, but he will be out for at least 6 weeks. The NBA has suspended the Suns owner, the Phoenix Suns owner, Robert Sarver, for a year after a workplace misconduct probe. We mentioned that Dak Prescott is going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks yesterday with an injury to his hand. According to Jerry Jones, though, they will not put him on the injured reserve because he could return as early as 4 weeks. Then Kyle Busch announcing his move to Richard Childress Racing in 2023. And Andy Reid, head coach for the Chiefs, says that the Arizona Cardinals turf is, like the grass turf that they have, is what played a role in some of the injuries that his players sustained. And that's kind of some of the things going on right there. Those are your top sports hits. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I saw this this thing from, where is that? Oh, it's just a new poll. It was a new poll that asked Americans, who are the most influential modern entrepreneurs? Who are the most influential modern entrepreneurs? And so going with this list, number 10, going up, Ted Turner. Ted Turner, of course, founding CNN. Turner Broadcasting Network, TBS, TNT, Ted Turner, Larry Page, founder of Google, Sam Walton, founder of Walmart and Sam's Club, Melinda Gates, founder of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, wife of Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, coming in sixth, co-founder of Oxygen, the founder of O, the Oprah magazine, Mark Zuckerberg comes in number five as most innovative modern entrepreneur, Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook. And I tell you what, if he gets his way and his metaverse turns out to be anything remotely like what was seen in Ready Player One, then he might be top of this list when it's all said and done. Right now, he's number five. Number four, Elon Musk. See, if you had asked me who the most innovative one would be, I would say Elon Musk. Steve Jobs came in number three. See, I'd have Steve Jobs as number two. Jeff Bezos came in number two, founder of Amazon. And number one, most innovative modern entrepreneur, Bill Gates of Microsoft. I'd have Elon, Steve Jobs, then probably Bill Gates, then Mark Zuckerberg, and then Jeff Bezos. And then maybe Sam Walton on this is number six, but after that, it would be much different after that. So some people are saying maybe some people who didn't quite make the top 10, Garrett Camp, co-founder of Uber. Then you've got Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger, co-founders of Instagram. I can see Uber being on that list. The gig economy really kicked off with Uber, and that has really changed things. It's really been innovative. Either way, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, that's a pretty good list right there. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Bands on the Beach is tonight, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. And coming up tonight, it's Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters. They're going to play selections that include New Orleans jazz to the newest dance hits, plus R&B favorites and soulful jazz. So while you're out there, stop by our sister station. They've got their Cat Country tent set up. You can spin the prize wheel and sample something delicious from Pepsi. So it's Bands on the Beach tonight. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, I saw this this story pertaining to cereal. Now, I'm a big cereal eater. I like cereal. I like sugary cereals. I like healthy cereals. I don't know if I'll do this one. That's next on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So we've got the a story pertaining to a new cereal that Kellogg's is introducing. I'm not sure if I'll try it. And I like cereals, but this one, I don't know. I'll talk about it coming up here in just a minute. First, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, an area high school has come up with an interesting and successful way to raise money for their athletic club. They're raffling off guns at $50 a ticket.
All of the funds raised from this are used by the athletic club to support all 12 sports here at T.R. Miller.
And that is T.R. Miller Athletic Club Vice President Kyle Harris. He talked with NBC 15 about the raffle. He says it's one of their best fundraisers every year, and it's already paid for an upgraded weight room, a new pitching mound, and travel for 12 different sports teams at the T.R. Miller High School in Brewton. Hayes says their selection is unique and varies from AR-style sporting rifles to bolt-action rifles and shotguns, and tickets are $50. Winners do have to transfer those at a licensed firearm dealer, though. You can learn more or purchase a ticket by contacting a member of the T.R. Miller High School Athletic Club.
All right, thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I'm a big cereal eater. I like cereal. And so whenever I see new cereals, I'll often try them just to try them out. Even the sugary cereals. My favorite cereals actually, it kind of mixes, but between Raisin Nut Bran and Cracklin' Oat Bran. So they're kind of healthy ones, but they have a little bit of sweetness to them. Especially the Raisin Nut Bran, because it's just like Raisin Bran, but the nuts, but it's got like almonds crushed up surrounding the raisin. And oh man, I just pull those out of the bag and just eat those by themselves. It's awesome. I also like Chex. I like Chex. Like I eat Chex Mix. I have to like be careful, because I would just eat Chex Mix all the time, all day long. It's just like, and then I'll go buy like Honey Nut Chex, and I'll just eat it straight out of the bag with no milk or anything. Speaking of milk, Kellogg's has unveiled new single-serve containers called Instabowls. Instabowls. So basically, you can just grab a container, open up the lid, but you don't pour milk in it. You just add water. There's powdered milk at the bottom of it. So you fill each one halfway with cold water just to make it liquidy. They're doing test runs at Walmart. You can buy them at walmart.com pretty soon. Each bowl is about $2, which obviously costs way more than it would cost for you to make your own bowl of cereal, especially when you look at this, because it looks like they made it actual serving size. Have you done that before too, by the way? If you go to cereal on the side of the box, it's like serving size is half a cup or a full cup, and you're like, okay, let me pull out my measuring cup, and I pour the cereal inside my cup, and I pour it in my bowl, and I go, what is this? Where'd all the cereal go? like a normal serving for me is like the equivalent of what their 3 recommended servings would be, or 4. So, but yeah, Kellogg's coming up with just add water cereal. I don't think so. I don't. Nope. All right, let's Pets Call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good. Nothing to slow you down on 29 or 90 throughout Pensacola. You'll see your typical afternoon traffic on Pine Forest and just north of the interstate. But other than that, we're checking in clear. Blue Angel, Fairfield, Lillian Highway, all checking in. And you're going to see your typical afternoon traffic on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. This is if you're leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, in front of the Nature Preserve, expect some busy roads. See something else on the road, just give me a call on the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, I saw this research pertaining to walking on the beach. Walking on the beach can actually boost your mental health. And the reason why I thought this was kind of an interesting one, I wanted to bring it up, is because, you know, we're one of the few people who can actually just, like, go down to the beach and do this. But according to an actual study, they found that it's not just beaches, just going out and walking in the woods, walking along a canal or a river. That can also help improve your mental health. Taking nature walks in general can improve your mental health. It's just this study happened to initially focus on beaches. Like, what does it do for your mental health if you walk on the beach? And they found it's very, very beneficial. But other waterways and areas that you can walk near water is also beneficial as well. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse is pertaining to, kind of inflation. We talked about inflation this earlier, how it's one of the top three stories because we've seen now that the inflation ticked up just a little bit to 8.3%. Well, a new study from Lending Club said that in past years, the average American needed $400 in an emergency fund. $400. In 2022, that $400 equates to about $1,400. So in years past, a couple years ago, you could have an emergency fund of $400, and that should be able to cover most things. Now they said that's not it. The target should be around $1,400 they should have in your savings. Which I was thinking, that goes right along with what Dave Ramsey does, doesn't it? Isn't that like one of his first baby steps? He's got to have $1,000 put away. You know, Dave Ramsey right here on News Radio 92.3. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.